The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
To the Damon Hahn Show. Wait, are we starting?
Yes.
I couldn't tell. I wasn't sure.
I'm enunciating.
Great. That's a great start.
Welcome
to the Damon Hahn Show.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Hahn.
And as we just said, this is the Dave and Hahn Show.
Why am I shouting?
And I am talking clearly.
Okay.
I'm talking clearly.
Yes.
Clearly.
Very good, David.
Okay, well, this is episode 45.
45.
Remember in the first episode you swore we would never reach 45?
Those were innocent times.
Because you did not say that.
No, I didn't. But who cares?
Exactly.
Whatever.
Let's be fair to everybody.
It's all good.
In
it's
the
all
hood.
Good, man.
Okay, so I won't ask if we should start over.
No, don't.
Good. Ooh, when I said that before, it almost went to peak volume.
Are you going to just be totally subsumed by your obsession of looking at the sound levels and your voice, enunciation?
Okay, well, it's interesting because that leads into the bibble babble.
Oh, shall we bibs and the babs?
I wrote down for bibble babble, thoughts on last episode audio. So as I told you during lunch this week, if I can be so bold to say that occasionally we see each other non-romantically during the week.
I think all of our visits, I would like to think, are non-romantic.
You don't have to think it. They are.
Well, you didn't have to. Okay, whatever.
When I listened to the episode.
Yes.
I noticed that Hahn.
That's me.
Sounds clear and loud. And I sound less loud, mumbly, as if I'm behind a waterfall.
Now, I will say I didn't notice that, but maybe that's just my
And when I listened to episode 44, I commented of that specifically in the episode. And after forgetting about that, re-commented about it in person after listening to it.
Okay. So from episodes 45 and on, you're just constantly going to bring up how you're quieter, more mumbly, not as clear as Hahn.
Time to interrupt with an audio observation. We've had two
major spikes.
Yeah, two spikes. One from you, one from me.
Don't worry about the spikes, man. It happens.
You deal with spikes?
There are various things we can do to deal with the spikes.
In the past, when you're editing, you deal with spikes like a professional?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Okay, so what I'm trying to do from now on, including now, is be just as loud as Hahn and try to be clearer in my speaking.
Okay.
I might
as long
just
as you
be
don't sound like a madman.
I might just be a mumbly guy, eh?
Well, I think it's important that we are natural, but it does help to enunciate and speak clearly.
Right. Especially when you're negotiating with a hooker.
Very naturally.
Negotiating with a hooker.
That's how a sane person would say it.
Hahn.
What?
Would you rather be able to throw your voice, but only with a puppet on your hand? So basically you're
like a ventriloquist.
A perfect ventriloquist, but only when using
a
puppet.
Puppet.
Yes. Or have the ability to turn on and off devices and lights at home with your mind.
Only my home?
Yes.
Interesting. So have this like fun parlor trick that could make me famous.
Right.
I could get on Letterman's show. Is Letterman still doing shows?
No. Well, he has
retired.
Netflix. He has a Netflix show. I'm enunciating.
Yep. But you know, how useful would that be? I guess not very useful.
The puppet one?
The puppet one. I'm assuming I can only throw the voice at the puppet.
Yes.
Because, yeah. But it's also weird that I can only use it when I have a puppet on my hand. But stop staring at the levels.
What do you care what I'm looking at while you're speaking?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I guess I would like you to be paying attention. Like, we're having a conversation, and all you do is watch those little lines go up and down.
By the way, whenever we're doing anything, having lunch, whatever, he's always on his phone playing games.
That's a lie, and we're getting off topic.
Okay, so what was the other thing? Would you rather
turn on off to just lights?
No, and devices.
So including the microwave and the stove?
Yeah.
With my mind.
Yes.
So do I have to install anything?
No.
Okay, so if I move, do I retain the power?
I'll have to ask the would you rather judges.
I see. See, if it's like with me, this... No. You know, it's fun to have a puppet that... like this other personality, I think. Or would this subsume? I really like that word.
Yeah, he's been using it all night.
All week.
Once
will it subsume my personality and like I become like one of those like really... I don't want to say creepy, but disturbing people who have ventriloquists and puppets in their home.
You already are.
I'll go with the voice. I like throwing things and...
tantrums, voices.
Yeah. Why not add voice remotes to that list?
Okay.
Yes.
A good choice.
A good choice. Wait, are we done talking about your
why, do you
sound
have
a, levels obsession?
Do you have anything to
well, add? I just feel like we just passed over the Bibble Babble commentary.
I thought we finished Bibble Babble.
Oh, okay.
I brought up a topic. We briefly discussed it.
You didn't have any.
You didn't have a Bibble Babble.
I didn't have a Bibble Babble, but I thought maybe you had like some observations or and or...
Nope.
Notes to add. You just wanted to mention that you saw yourself as being...
Yeah, so
your sound levels being lower.
If Dylan or Amy wants to pipe in and say what they thought, email us.
Why are you always like Dave catering to their comments?
The Dave and Han Show. No, not the. Sorry. Dave at DaveandHanShow.com or Han at the same.
DaveandHanShow.com. I mumbled that. Dave, would you rather...
Wait, you have one?
Get hired by President Donald Trump, U.S. President Donald Trump.
Thanks
for those who don't know,
that.
Donald Trump, who used to be what was the show he was on? Be Your Boss? B.A. Boss?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
The is now Apprentice.
Is now President of the United States of America. Or get hired by the FBI, which is also the Federal Body Inspector. I forget what FBI stands for.
You're very funny, Han.
Well, would you?
I know the answer is the FBI.
FBI, interesting. Why?
Because it seems like fun. You'd work for the FBI or the CIA.
Wouldn't be hired by Donald Trump also be fun?
I don't want to get involved in that stuff. Seriously,
you don't want to get involved. What are they gonna do?
Well,
with
he's been
you?
Firing everybody he's been hiring.
Yeah, but because they don't, they're not like nice to him.
But.
You just have to be like nice to him. As far as I can tell, all you have to do is tell him he's the greatest and you get to hang out.
So apparently in this, what I thought was a democracy of would you rather, Han is strongly pushing for me to pick Trump.
I just want to like hear your reasoning. And I don't know.
I just said.
Okay.
Well, here's a question for you.
Why would it be fun? I don't know.
Like if it's a masseuse for Trump.
Ask Donald Trump. No, it's like working on his IT team or whatever.
So something similar to what I do here.
Yeah, exactly. Like work on some janky software he has.
No, I picked the FBI. I don't have to give reasons, even though I kind of gave.
But wouldn't be like working for the FBI also be like kind of stressful? You can't talk about what you're doing.
Asked and answered.
Okay, then. But I feel like part of
don't
the fun...
Feel. Okay.
Of would you rather is giving the reason of why you choose
one or the other.
I gave a
reason.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we've learned today that Han wants to work for Trump.
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to encourage people to try the more fun option sometimes.
So you're biased. There's a right answer.
I'm pro-fun bias, yeah.
Would you rather was always supposed to be fair and impartial.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Well,
good night, folks. Oh wait, let's talk to our let's talk about our sponsors for this week.
Go on.
This episode's sponsor is Kellogg's.
No.
Kellogg's. Try our cereals.
What? Why Kellogg's?
Why not
Kellogg's? What are some of Kellogg's cereals?
I don't know. Just try them. Go to the store, what do you call it, supermarket? And look, go to the cereal aisle. And
are you even a cereal eater?
Look at the box. If you see Post, that's not Kellogg's. And look for Kellogg's. Raisin Bran. No, is it Post Raisin Bran? what do you think Raisin Bran is?
Raisin Bran is Post.
Scoops of raisins in Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Oh, you're right. It is Kellogg's.
Okay, so...
Well, Kellogg's is like... They had that whole... I just kicked the mic. Kellogg's was that... Well, Road to Wellville, that was based on the life of Kellogg's. Did you see that movie?
No, I did not. Nobody saw that movie.
He was like a super health nut. I saw it. He's like a health nut. He was into like yogurt enemas and like...
Yoga bear what?
Yogurt enemas.
I never thought of taking it that way.
Yeah, well... It's a... No, he had all kinds of like really fad... Like health ideas for the time.
Frosted Flakes. That's Kellogg's.
Like he I think he may have been one of the first to have flake cereals, like flake cornflakes. Like that's the big thing, right?
For this Kellogg's. Discussion is a flake.
I'm just saying, Kellogg, the character, I forget his first name.
Okay, Kellogg's Wilbur isn't Kellogg, even our sponsor. Maybe. It was just not even a joke. I don't know what it is.
But I'm just saying that the actual person, the historical figure, is actually pretty fascinating.
I just realized something. You didn't do a trivia, did you?
I didn't do a trivia.
What did I tell you earlier?
I forgot to do the trivia. But there, here's your trivia. Look up Wilbur Kellogg.
Or no, I don't know the what trivia is Han forgot to do the trivia.
No. Look up Kellogg. You should look him up. Just check him out. He's kind of a fun, quirky character.
What's his first name?
Wilberg?
Wilberg.
Probably.
You don't even know the first name of this person that you're in love with, apparently.
I'm not... What? That's not how I show affection. But you know who has been in the news lately?
Oh.
Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Who recently passed away.
You just did a segue. Wait, yes. Not really, because we weren't talking about news before.
He was 80-something. I don't know.
76.
Okay.
I think 76.
Is that true? Well, yeah. I think, yeah.
I believe I'm correct.
You're probably right.
I'm going to look it up while you speak.
Oh, so I'm the one who's on the phone all the time.
What?
Yeah, he passed away. He's kind of a world-renowned physicist known for doing a lot of... work on gravity and black holes up there in Cambridge.
Sorry, he died in 76. No. His age is 76. Sorry.
Okay. Yes.
He died at age 76.
But I guess he's kind of like, he's become kind of this iconic figure because he suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease. And
you know, did he though?
Okay. Well, he had Lou Gehrig's disease.
I hope he gave it back.
And he had that robotic voice, that robo talk box, whatever, on his wheelchair.
Who just was that? Me breathing?
Is there a ghost in here?
Why are you talking about Stephen Hawking?
Well, I just thought to talk about bring up our next segment, which is top three.
Top three.
Do we have a segue to get into top three? Top three. No. What? You just...
I know. No,
stop,
I'm trying to
stop
like,
staring no, at the lines.
The lines, it's showing seconds instead of hours and minutes.
Who cares?
I have to fix that by the end of this.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you quickly divide by 60? Is that your superpower?
No.
But okay. Anyways. Okay. So Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Hawking's or Hawking?
Hawking. There's only one. There can be only one.
Oh, God.
The Highlander, Stephen Hawking.
No.
But let's get into the segment. We're going to read off some interesting tidbits about...
So, like me, we went to Wikipedia.
Yes.
Looked up all about his life story.
Any of the Pedias, really.
And we just jotted down... There's many, but we narrowed it down to three. I hope we don't have the same facts. That would be embarrassing.
It would be odd.
No. statistically unlikely? I think embarrassing and statistically unlikely are better ways to describe it than odd.
Okay.
Okay, we've stretched this out enough. I don't know how long we took because it's in seconds. I guess okay. 600 seconds is 10 minutes? 6 minutes? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us, what's a fact?
He actually secretly hated black holes, which I thought was really funny because he spent so much of his time talking about them.
Thanks for ruining my number one, but if I'll go in reverse order.
What do you have?
This is interesting. He went on record to say that he wanted to slay and eat Kathleen Wynne.
Who?
No, that's a joke. That was from last episode. Kathleen. What did I say? Kathleen?
I don't Caitlin? Know. Who are you talking about?
I'm doing a joke where I'm doing a throwback to last episode. Remember I said that Doug Ford said he
was
going to slay...
You're talking about the Premier of Ontario?
Yes. I said her name. That's. I thought that was enough. And the same words from last...
But out of context, I didn't know who that was. Like, why would Stephen Hawking know her?
Well, that was the joke. You see, he didn't know
her. It's a throwback to the previous episode.
Okay, I'm never throwing back again, that's for sure.
Unlike me, who will be throwing my voice at you.
Okay, well, here's also, the thing. No, that was a fake one.
Oh,
I did a fake in... I combined two segments.
Well, now I'm really distraught.
This is my number three of three.
What? You're supposed to do one.
No, I'm counting down to the most interesting.
Okay.
Whatever.
Your
did
first,
you know that
but
he,
also the third.
Listen, he did his PhD on raping African-American prostitutes, but because it was titled Getting Inside Black Holes, everyone assumed he was talking about something else entirely.
Oh, that was... Dude, that was just terrible. I'm saddened that you enunciated that so well.
The thing is, I didn't. Anyways, do you have another fact?
Why would you say that about Stephen Hawking?
Listen, I'm not being paid for this.
Oh, that's like libel. And also just poor taste.
Go on. What's your other... There's more,
I don't know if
it?
I can... Like mine are like he didn't like black holes, and yours is like,
oh well,
you
pretty much made
rape.
The same joke. Now you're like,
okay, I'm just gonna go on. Listen, as if that didn't happen.
He was very fond of these prostitutes, unlike yours.
You're just digging yourself a bigger hole. My
again
number two,
with the hole.
He spent 7 years trying to figure out how Cadbury gets the caramel in the caramel bar. See? Nice and light, easy, funny, throwback to another age.
Hold on. I'll agree with nice and light. I'll agree with easy.
Not funny, though. Okay.
Well, I have a similar... Mine's the same as yours.
Okay.
So I kind of toned it down for number two.
Oh, God.
Did you know, actually, this was in the fourth paragraph of his bio on Wikipedia, that Stephen Hawking was so scared of a possible alien invasion... that he kept a can of mace in his bedside drawer.
That seems reasonable.
Well, you got to protect yourself and your family.
I guess I'll finish with this last little bit of trivia. He curates a Tomb Raider fan Facebook page.
Okay. There's a lot of similarities in our items.
Well, what?
We talked about black holes together in number one.
Yes.
We did like a silly, just thing.
Goofy, out of the left field.
And my number three is also like pop culture related. This is unbelievable when I read it, by the way. You would not expect this. But
I'm already not believing it.
He was originally offered the role of John McClane in Die Hard 2,
ooh,
but backed out at the last minute due to scheduling conflicts.
Yes. Because Tomb Raider is a movie that's coming out. That's really interesting.
We did have kind of similar...
Disturbing and overall not funny.
But
thank you.
It's not about to be...
Episode 45, folks.
It's not about being funny. It's about informing our audience.
That's right. You should leave the podcast a little smarter, a little wiser.
We just let our audience of two know that six interesting facts about the... world-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking.
That's what I said.
Okay, but I said it second.
Do you have another segment that we couldn't talk about?
I wrote down Always Sunny. Why were we going to talk about that?
Always Sunny. Because the...
We were discussing this before the show.
The outro music we use on the show.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert is taken from one of those tracks in the soundtrack for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a very good show. I really enjoyed it. And you wanted to say something about it, I guess.
You would agree in 1 hour there are 3,600 seconds, right?
What?
In 1 hour.
3,600 seconds, yes.
Okay. So when I see 3,600 go by.
As a programmer, you should know this type of thing.
Wow, you're clipping like no tomorrow.
Well.
Why is that? I didn't touch your
enunciate.
Game.
Enunciate.
I didn't touch your game. Should we start over or just keep going?
Yeah, let's start over.
Okay. Welcome. I had to clip there. In my clippiness.
So you
remember Clippy?
I do.
Good for you.
I was just going to say, so like every 5 minutes you're going to talk about the levels of the show?
They're looking good right now.
I feel like I should be closing that book so you don't see the levels.
No, I have to see the levels.
Okay.
Yeah, so Always
Let's
Sunny.
Do another level check.
As I was saying, I've seen various episodes. And
various,
I love,
like more than 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the show. So the question is, why haven't I seen all the episodes?
That's a good question.
The answer is, when it's, like, how long, how many, it's been 11 seasons, I believe, or 12?
It's a lot, yeah.
Back in the day, there was really no way to see things other than piracy or living in the U.S.
Yeah, right. It was a,
so I was,
that, what's that channel? It was like one of those specialty...
The English channel?
No, specialty like pay channels in the U.S.
Oh,
Stars?
What's that sex one?
Or HBO. It wasn't HBO, anyway.
Now there's ways to see it, like on Apple TV, I guess you can probably pay. There's pay ways.
There's a bunch. It's pay
for pay.
It's not on
Netflix,
though, unfortunately.
So I'm going to try to see them.
You're going to make it a mission.
Although there's an annoying thing about this kind of binging is that when you've seen sporadic episodes, it's kind of ruined when you want to watch them all and you go like, I saw this one. Okay, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does make sense to watch them in order or some other way so that you don't make that mistake.
This is the boringest of our episodes.
It is the most boring of the episodes, and I blame your rape joke.
So let's shake it up by... our new segment.
Yeah, let's do it.
Which Han did not do, even though he was instructed.
In my defense...
I mumbled that. Even though he was instructed.
In my defense...
You have
I said,
defense.
Here are the things I did. Let's do the show. I did not say I did this segment that we're about to do.
Now, in my defense, I never listened to what Han is saying.
This is true. And in a court of law, it would be used as a...
Okay. Anyways.
Against you.
I have... The question is, what should we call this segment? And this segment, by the way, is where we each... As I said last episode, I like in podcasts when they say interesting... No. When they say interesting facts.
So do I.
The problem is I talk very quickly. I'm so used to it. And it's habit. Interesting
but
facts.
But when you speak slowly, I feel like I want my eyes are getting heavy... It's very warm in here.
So what should we call it? I have three suggestions. Okay.
Suggestions.
Suggestions.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yep.
First we have Count Facula. Then I have I Bet You Didn't Know. And lastly I have Learn Baby Learn.
What was that show where... Oh, That's Incredible. Remember that show? That's Incredible.
Yes. We just aged ourselves.
Should we use That's Incredible? Why don't they have more shows like that? I don't know.
Okay, so let's call it That's Incredible.
Why do you sound like an old-timey news guy? That's Incredible.
Okay, so I'm now going to give my That's Incredible.
Do it.
But that is not
Which I did not do.
That is not the final title. That is not the final
Folks at home?
What am I trying to say?
What the heck is that clicking?
My chair.
Okay.
Was it? is that your joke? It was the chair?
Yeah.
I just totally popped that when I laughed. Okay, here we go.
Most my boringest Count Bacula.
This is like okay, let's
all
be honest.
The fun has been drained because of your dumb joke.
We give so much comedy week after week, episode after episode.
Well, we give something.
We're allowed to do one just to let people relax and
stink up the place.
You know, catch their bearings. Just like give them some breathing room is what this episode is. This is the breathing room episode.
Okay.
Okay, they'll thank us.
I blame St. Patrick's Day.
We'll hit him hard and, well, why don't we say today is St. Patrick's Day?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Here's the fact. The Guinness Book of World Records holds the record.
What?
Of being the book most often stolen out of public libraries.
How do you know that?
I read on a page. And then I Googled that and saw other sources, probably citing the same source.
I know.
No, it seems that that is the case.
Is it?
I just said it seems that that is the case.
But based on what?
On what the research I did online.
Which is one source?
Are you doubting me?
I just want to know.
I looked and various pages mentioned that.
Okay. So the interesting thing is that the Book of Extreme Achievements is itself
yes.
kind of an achievement.
Did I let you down or are we
no,
cool?
It's cool. it's a pass. That's incredible. Wait, should that be how we respond
Count
when we hear
Bacula.
That's incredible.
Learn, baby, learn. Interesting okay. facts. Learn, yeah, baby,
okay.
learn.
Okay. Let's bring up the old... our number one... Our number one requested bit.
You're, I wonder...
Maybe I'm too sober.
You've been sober for many an episode now.
Are you trying to... Are you commenting on my non-funniness or my clarity of voice or volume? No. You keep looking at the levels, so that's why I'm like... That's okay, why
you're ruining this episode by... Saying over and over again how I'm looking at the levels.
Okay. I won't mention the fact that you're looking at them nonstop.
This is a man, by the way, who if there's a TV on near him, he will watch that TV continuously and ignore the person he's with.
Sorry, what did you say?
This is the... Okay, you want to get to the fakie five, right?
Yeah.
You're speaking for the people.
For the people. By the people.
I knew you would do that, and I knew it would suck. Okay. Suck. I knew it would suck.
Let's start over.
Suck.
Anyway.
No, wait, why am I suddenly...
Okay, just...
I think I've been too far from the mic for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Go on.
Well, let's...
Oh, should I start? Let me start. Did you start last time?
Okay, but what's the segment? It's...
Fakie Five. That is so gay.
Fakie Five, wherein we read five facts, five little tidbits.
Two are fictitious. No, wait.
One is fictitious, one is made up out of whole cloth, one is made out of...
Well, normally, no.
Some other material.
I make up I make my fives true. Up entirely.
Yeah.
You often, to be extra difficult, alter something where it's harder to guess.
You can call me the altar boy. Okay.
Not the comedian, though.
Yeah, you can go first, since I usually go first, seemingly.
Seemingly. Okay. You know movies, right, Han?
Do I ever? No, I mean, I do.
Okay, good. Because they release movies in North America and in the rest of the world.
Huh?
But the rest of the world often speaks different languages.
Okay.
So the movies get translated and dubbed. Including the movie posters.
Go on.
And the titles.
Okay.
So, over the years, the titles of movies have been translated in funny ways when you retranslate the translate back to English. It would mean something kind of funnily different.
That's incredible.
Nope, wrong segment. So I picked four of the interesting slash funny translation differences.
So this is translated to another language and translated back to English.
Well, like here's
but the... But how is the translation back to English, how was that done?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a little read all the words either through Google Translate or someone from that culture says this is what it sounds like. I don't know. That's okay. That is not
relevant. Important,
really. One is made up. The other four are real.
Right.
I didn't say number one is made up.
Let's.
I mean, among the five.
Okay.
A single version of them.
So. You're just going to read me the titles, but not like what the actual movie was.
No, I'm going to give you the English title.
Oh,
what it was
okay.
Translated to back to English somehow, and then the country that.
So the. Oh wow! So here each part is three parts.
Yeah, but okay. Here we go. Okay. Number one.
Goodness.
Ghostbusters. Yes. And this is the more recent one. Whatever.
Uh huh.
Was called Superpower Dare Team.
That makes sense.
In China.
Sure. Superpower Dare Team.
Okay. Number two, Airplane.
Yeah. You're saying I'm aging myself? Okay, go on.
I looked at a list and picked some titles.
Okay. Airplane's an old movie. Was called
The Unbelievable Trip in a Wacky Aeroplane, like A-E-R-O, Aeroplane,
yeah.
In Germany. Number three, Boogie Nights.
Okay.
Was... His powerful device makes him famous in China.
A lot of these I feel like are going to be from the Orient.
Number four, Driving Miss Daisy.
Uh-huh.
Was the hammer of the flower.
What?
In China.
Was there a hammer in that movie?
And number five, Leaving Las Vegas was called I'm Drunk and You're a Prostitute in Japan.
I believe that. Although.
You believe that I'm drunk and you're a prostitute? No, I'm a prostitute if you're saying it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll say them again.
Very quickly.
Number one, Ghostbusters, Superpower Dare Team in China. Number two, Airplane, The Unbelievable Trip in a Wacky Aeroplane in Germany. Number three, Boogie Nights, His Powerful Device Makes Him Famous in China. Number four, Driving Miss Daisy, The Hammer of the Flower in China. And number five, Leaving Las Vegas, I'm Drunk, and You're a Prostitute in Japan.
Driving Miss Daisy. That's my final answer.
You suck. That's totally right.
I hate you.
Yes.
What's the hammer bit? Where'd you get the hammer from?
Like driving. You're like hammering a nail. You're driving it in.
Oh,
because you didn't know that, you win. So being dumb makes you win.
It didn't make sense to me.
The whole point was they're not supposed to... Any of them make
sense. No, they all make sense. They make sense because they talk about the
his powerful device.
Literally. Yeah.
You call a penis a device.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I hope I win yours.
Okay. Well, keeping...
Don't do a segue. Start.
No. Toys R Us, they're filed for bankruptcy. Here's... Five facts about Toys R Us. Perhaps you will learn a bit about Toys R Us. I don't know why I'm saying it this way. Here are five facts.
Are you saying your R's backwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Number one, it was founded in 1948. Number two, its headquarters are in San Francisco, California. Number three, they had around 800 stores in the U.S. Number four, they have about 64,000 employees. And number five, in 2014, their revenue was $12.4 billion. And that's not doll hairs. That's dollars.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they have about 800 stores in the U.S. Because when I read the story... I seem to read something along
those lines. This is topical. This is very recently. It's just starting to close stores.
Now, the question is, so 800 stores, 64,000 employees?
Yes.
Is that worldwide or in the U.S.?
Worldwide. Worldwide.
Okay, so...
In the U.S., well...
Would you make that a fakie? It's weird. if my theory that the 800 stories is correct, would you go fakey on another number right after it about employees?
Well, they have a bunch of stores that are not in the U.S., as you may know.
That is correct. Okay, so read 1, 2, and 5 again. 5 is their, I forgot.
I'll read them all. Number 1, there's founded in 1948.
That's a dumbest.
Headquarters in San Francisco. 800, number 3, 800 stores in the U.S. Number 4, 64,000 employees. And number 5, a revenue of $12.4 billion. Dollars.
Why do you keep harping on that? You want me to pick that? Is that what
you're doing? No, I just like saying the word dollars.
Oh, my God. What was number 2?
Headquarters in San Francisco.
They're all so lame. Why would you even make one up?
It's true. It's not nearly as fun as yours, I'm afraid.
48. Were there toys before 48? 48.
I don't think Santa Claus existed before 48. What else happened in 1948?
That was after the war. I guess let's make toys.
With a wacky R.
I will say that the fakey is that their headquarters is in San Francisco, California.
Final answer?
No.
Okay.
I will say that the fakey... Okay, wait. 800 stores, 64,000 employees. So let's say there are... Is the 800 stores wrong? Is that where we are here?
You read it, you said. It's 800 stores in the U.S., by the way.
I know there's like 200 in Canada. And they're not going out of business, by the way.
They're not?
No, the Canadian stores... A company in the U.S. offered to buy them or something.
And what are they going to do with them?
It's actually the U.S. and U.K. that are closing. Okay, 64,000. Let's say there were only 800 stores overall, so 64,000.
You're trying to do math in your head.
So wait, 8,000 would be 10 employees per store, so it's 80 employees per store.
It's almost... Okay.
It's 80. How many employees are in a store? Say 20.
No, there's way more than 20 employees per store.
Okay, then you're saying that 64,000 is fake because that probably accounts for these 800 stores. So what about the rest of the world?
Okay, forget what I said. I don't actually know.
Okay, I'm changing it. 64,000 employees
is fake. No, don't listen to me.
It's fake. That's my answer.
No, you're originally correct. It was San Francisco.
No, what? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Their headquarters are actually in New Jersey.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a win, though.
It's a win. I don't know why... I asked you if it was the final answer, but I always do. I'm not trying to dissuade you. I don't want you to be wrong.
Why did you tell me there are more than 20 employees in a store? You tried to trick me.
No, because there is. There has to be more than 20 employees per store. Because they're only in total number of stores.
You don't know what the worldwide stores is, but you told me worldwide employees. The
worldwide stores is around 1,600.
Okay, I didn't know.
That's like double that.
That's 40. Yeah. So 40 per store.
What? 64,000 employees.
Right. 1,600 stores. Yeah, 1,600 stores.
Yeah, that's more than... Wait, isn't that more than 40?
No, it's not. Okay, so we both got it this week, except for some weird shit Han pulled.
Okay.
I have no idea how long we've been... He won't let me change to hours and minutes.
What? You can do it. I'm not
okay,
stopping
you. Okay,
you
what other segment? What do you have? Anything else?
I have a quote. That's it.
Oh my God, we're so screwed. It's time for a time to joke.
A time for joking. Good, because this episode needs some laughs.
We haven't done this in a while, and I've changed up a bit. I'm now going to give you 3 jokes, and you got to pick your favorite. Did I tell you this joke? Here's my new favorite joke, which I think I told you either here last time or in person.
Make me laugh.
And that is, if you've seen this, tell me if you've heard this.
Listening.
I haven't been enunciating lately. Did you hear about the kidnapping?
No.
Don't worry, he woke up. That's my favorite joke right now.
It's not bad. Not bad.
But here are the... I thought I already told you that before. But here are the three jokes. You ready?
What? That wasn't it? Okay.
Number one. It's not really numbered. If a blonde tells you that you have a big dick, she's probably pulling your leg.
Terrible.
Okay.
I hate it.
Number two. Knock, knock. Say who's there.
I'm not that curious. Who's there?
Two.
To who?
To whom, Han? To whom?
Better, much
that
better.
That was number two. And number three.
For a knock knock joke, that's actually pretty good.
I recently bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Oh, God. That's like, oh, my gosh. I think I got to pick that last one. Even though the knock knock joke was a really good knock knock joke.
Okay. You didn't disparage this knock knock joke because you picked the drug dealer one, but that's fine. You don't have to apologize. You can pick your favorite and not have to apologize to another good one.
I'm just saying it was a close choice.
Okay. That was a time to joke.
Ha.
What are you playing? Any games?
I'm still playing Tomb Raider, which I'm enjoying, but...
Can you talk about it for 1 minute?
For only 1 minute? Yeah. I mean, this is Tomb Raider...
I'm going to try to adjust the clock while you do that.
Go. Tomb Raider. I'm still playing Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider. I guess that's what it's called, Rise of the Tomb Raider. It's more of the remake Tomb Raider. Like, delicious graphics, fun environments, like, breathtaking views. I really enjoy the weapons, I guess. Using, like, the bow and arrow in the game. Last episode 44, I complained about the horrific, grotesque ways in which Lara dies. But actually, the real complaint I have is, like, the maps are so... they really chalked up... What am I trying to say? They packed the map with so much stuff.
You're popping like mental.
Every few feet is like something you can pick up or shoot or interact with. There's no empty space. So you're constantly doing things every, you know, few feet, every couple meters. It feels really weird. It doesn't feel like a game. It's hard to describe, but it's just like, I guess it feels staged, like a real stage. It doesn't feel like in a real environment. The tombs themselves are fun because they're like little puzzles you have to kind of figure out in order to get the prize or treasure.
Okay.
Did we lose the episode? The rest of the maps are just, you know, they look beautiful, but the way you play them, the way you interact with them, I have a lot of problems with that. This is definitely the most boring episode for sure. And are you done?
No, we're at 1,300 seconds. Does that sound right?
That's 1,300?
20 minutes? It's 20 minutes. It seems been longer.
It's been way longer.
This could be our longest episode ever.
Anyway, but I'm still... The thing is that at the core of the game, I still am enjoying it.
That's right.
And I enjoy collecting things... But I wish the maps had more, like, sense of space to them. Are you playing anything?
I'll talk a little longer.
That's the thing. Is like, that's pretty much the only game I'm playing.
Okay, I'll talk about what I'm playing. And then I'll Google while you talk about what your movies you like or some shit. I'm playing on the Nintendo Switch Dragon Quest Builders.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Dragon Quest Builders.
It is a game...
It's a console-only game.
Yes. It's not on the PC.
Therefore, it doesn't exist.
Not funny.
It's like a cross
between...
There's
a franchise for 30 years called Dragon Quest that started on, like, the Commodore 64.
Like... So are you a dragon or are you questing for dragons?
You are a guy who looks like Link from Zelda, like a guy girl that they really like to depict.
Gary Gygax?
and it's just a lot of fun. It's a combination of like a Zelda-like RPG and Minecraft. I've never played Minecraft before. This is my first type of game in that style.
So you're like cutting up the landscape and getting resources and building things.
Right. And you're building these things because these people who are coming to your town that you're building are giving you these little quests. So it's a lot of fun. Right now, the first resident of my town, this lady, if I can say that, sure. Now wants me to build a change room because she likes to make outfits. And then she's saying, fake news, she's saying that.
What?
People are embarrassed to change into her outfits because they don't have a private area to do it. So I'm supposed to build a change room, which I need bricks to build the walls. Then I have to build an armoire.
That seems improbable.
An armoire and two stone stools.
Ew.
And each of these you need components, and the components stones for the armoire are only available on this island I can teleport to. It's just a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Building armoires generally is fun.
And then there's monster attacks. There's like combat. It's fun.
It's real time. It's not like turn-based. You're like watching yourself. It's not.
What? Yeah, it's real time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for running the show there. Okay, so what else, hon?
I guess I could do a little quickie Netflix fix. Now that we're talking about some media we're intaking. I'm actually, I don't think I mentioned it on the podcast before, but I really am enjoying RuPaul's Drag Race. Did I mention that before? I don't think I have.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed it. I've only watched two seasons 8 and 9. They happen to be on Netflix.
Isn't that coincidental?
Yeah. And it's pretty entertaining. I wasn't sure that I would be into the show, but because I'm not into, like, I don't know, what do you call these contestant type shows where people get eliminated every week?
You were right.
Reality shows?
It wasn't Seconds.
Okay.
So now I've got the right display. We're at 47 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
I have 22 segments to go through.
Okay. Well, anyway, RuPaul's Drag Race. If you can, give it a try. It's a lot of fun. Even though you might not be into that type of reality TV, I think it's very entertaining. And it's very impressive.
I'll give you my feedback on that, too. I've seen some Drag Race seasons.
RuPaul's Drag Race?
The current RuPaul Drag Race All-Stars Season 2. Or Season 3. Season 3.
Okay.
It's in my Bell package. Pardon me.
Whoa.
Let's have a frank discussion about sexuality.
Frank?
I kind of disliked drag queens. I didn't understand what the point was. I didn't find it. I just didn't get it. I was kind of anti-drag queen until I saw some of these shows.
Anti-DQ?
I was an ADQer. But after seeing these shows, I still don't really like them. No, I understand, and it's entertaining to me. You know,
that's essentially entertainers. They want to be entertainers,
and
it's a type of entertainment.
It seems like most of the acts are based around comedy. Like they have comedy, then singing, right?
Lip syncing. Yeah, comedy's like the core.
Yeah, so it really turned me around. Like I've started doing drag now for 3 years. My drag name is Queerzilla. It kind of changed my opinion, and now
I think it's mostly a very
I kind of get
show.
It now.
Yeah, and it's very entertaining. It's like a lot of fun to watch them like make themselves up. It's very impressive, like what they come up with.
Yeah, I think they get help that we don't really see.
No, for sure, yeah. There must be some kind of stuff going off screen.
Wink.
But
what?
Hello.
Okay, so that's your Netflix picks.
Fix.
Do you have a Netflix fix? Is that?
Yeah.
Did you mention that in a previous?
I mentioned it just now.
This is a new segment you started. Netflix fix.
Netflix fix. We've done it before.
Oh, not we, but
hello.
Did I? Okay, so nerd alert.
Oh, nerd alert.
nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
You, this is our worst episode. You don't actually have to hold your nose to do that, but go on.
You saying me specifically or one doesn't?
One. To whom, David?
I think it just helps.
Okay.
Let's. I just wanted to just right now do a personal apology to Dylon and to Amy about the quality of this episode.
Okay.
We mean well. We try to give
have charity. That's all we're asking.
Sometimes everyone's, you know, Jerry Seinfeld when he does
you
stand
can't
up
be on all the time.
The two big celebrities, Jerry Seinfeld for comedy, David Copperfield for magic.
What we're trying
they
to
have off days.
We're trying like, to increase the output. It's only been 1 week since our last.
It's called being human. Okay, we're all human.
I don't know about Dylon,
but I assume he's human. And there's, you know, people with Alzheimer's, they have their good days, their bad days.
What?
This is a bad day for us. Let's face facts.
Who has Alzheimer's?
But let's keep going. Well, Rue McClanahan.
Okay.
She died 10 years ago. Let's just keep trooping.
And I'm aging myself?
Let's keep going. Oh, come on. The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Golden Girls?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you doing? You're doing a weird thing. You should have kept saying yeah. What was I saying?
you were going to Nerd Alert.
Nerd Alert. I want to talk about the latest in watch crazes.
Ooh.
No. I used to have I'm a nerd, right? Let's face facts.
Nerd Alert.
But I'm not an Apple nerd. I did have the iPhone a few times, but I much prefer Android. I think I mentioned this, and my voice is flemmy. I think I mentioned Android versus Apple in some previous episode, possibly.
Maybe, yes.
But anyways, so I don't do the Apple Watch. I've done the Pebble Watch, which is kind of the first smartwatch. It was a Kickstarter that was very successful.
Rest in peace.
Raised millions. Well, spoiler alert, they were bought out by Fitbit last year. Han, actually, you're a pebbler.
I still am a pebble.
He still
user.
Is a pebbler. What I liked about it was the battery lasted 7 days to 10 days, depending on which model you got.
Mm-hmm.
And the Good Apple display. Watch says should last you 1 day, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a battery fiend. It's all about battery life for me.
Yes.
So I would never have the idea of having a watch and you have to charge every day is mind-boggling.
It's gross.
So the Pebble was a week or more, or a little more. But as I think I just said, Fitbit bought out Pebble, and Pebble is done.
They essentially killed the product.
Yes. And I read that at the end of December, support was supposed to end, but that was extended to June. I don't know what that actually means to any Pebble owner. Like, will it still? I assume it'll still work. Maybe just
I assume it's just going to work. It's just that they're not going to update the OS the software. Or
has
whatever.
There been an update to the software?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I haven't checked.
Anyways, so I early before Han wanted to find out what alternatives to the Pebble there were.
Rip off that Band-Aid.
By the way, I'm going to burp and then
rip off that Pebble, as it were.
The reason why the Pebble lasts so long is that it uses e-ink instead of an LCD display.
That is correct.
And that's very low power usage. But it has a backlight, and that's where the power is pretty much consumed. And Bluetooth. Anyways, so in my search for a replacement for the Pebble, I found, through a friend, a device called the Amazfit.
How do you spell that?
BIP. AmazFit. It's like Amazfit without the E.
Amazfit.
I assume it's pronounced actually Amaze without an E.
Amazfit.
BIP. You're not mishearing that. I'm saying BIP as if that was a word and had any meaning.
Impossible to enunciate.
The Amazfit BIP is like the Pebble.
Wait, it's a Amazfit BIP?
The first word is a Amazfit, and the second word, all uppercase, is BIP.
Amazfit, like altogether.
One word, yes.
So instead of Fitbit, which is an actual thing.
Not bit, BIP.
They just changed a T to a P.
Yes.
So enunciation is really important here. I hit the mic again.
Yeah. You're like a mic hit night for you, eh?
Just hitting it out of the
park. Keep coming, eh? Yeah. With Han. Now here's the thing about the Amazfit Bip. First of all, it has a color display.
Racist.
But like 16 colors. So whoop-de-doop. Whoop, what's the word? What's the phrase?
Whoop-de-doop.
That's not a phrase.
Whoop-de-doop.
Isn't it whoop-de-whoop?
No, it's whoop-de-doop.
Whoop-de-doop. But the battery lasts 45 days. What?
What, there's only 16 colors?
Yours has one color, black.
No, mine has a bunch of colors.
Is it? You have the color one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me.
It's a pebble of color.
Oh, yeah. La-di-da. Whoop-de-doop.
16 okay, so colors, but how many days it last?
45.
45?
And...
How is that possible?
Mine, I had to recharge it for the first time a few days ago, and it was somewhere around 45 days.
Goodness gracious.
So it's amazing battery, and it has additional things that the Pebble doesn't have, like GPS tracking and stuff, although I never really used it. And does yours have heart rate monitor?
Yeah, it has like sleep monitoring, monitoring.
Heart rate monitor.
No.
Well, excuse me. No, so it's kind of better than the Pebble, lasts way longer, and it's incredibly, it's cheaper.
That's incredible.
It's like $80 or $70.
Why don't I have two of them?
Well, I told you about it when I got it 45 days ago.
I'm reluctant to get rid of my Pebble. I really like it. Have you learned anything about your heart rate?
Cheapos. Yeah, I'm still alive.
Does it tell you?
That's the Amazfit Bip.
No, another question. Does it tell you, like, if you have high blood pressure or anything like that? It doesn't do blood pressure, I guess.
No.
Only heart rate. Yes. What's the use of heart rate?
What is the heart rate?
No, what's the use of knowing your heart rate?
I never understood that. Not your what you're saying. Like, wait, what is it? Like, yeah, when you're not exercising, it'll be around 60. And when you're, like, active, it'll be higher. Like,
okay.
What is the point? I don't know. I actually never, like, I turned off heart rate.
Because it's a battery drain?
Yeah, but not, what you call battery drain still makes it last weeks, right? You
know, right. So that's the Amazfit Bip. Okay. Well, there you go. That's the real nerd alert for you watch nerds out there.
Oh, shit. 57 minutes.
What?
57 minutes.
Okay.
Well, I have like...
Do another bit.
Books. I've got a bunch of books.
Do a book.
I want to talk about Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Okay, let's do that then. Star Wars Last Jedi. You've seen it? Which one is that? Is that the one with Luke? Yes.
All
I
of
did
them
see
have,
it.
No. Yeah. The most, like, last, the one from December 2017.
Oh, this is Dylan's favorite movie.
No, it's not. What?
Isn't it the one he hated?
Oh, sarcastic favorite.
Yeah, sarcastic favorite.
I have no memory of the Dylan episode.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
It wasn't 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 4 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago?
Was it?
I'm going to go to the site. Is that what
no.
it is?
Okay. But it wasn't that long ago. And he hated the movie.
We talked about it?
Yeah.
But I didn't see
very
it.
Very briefly, yeah.
So I told you, no spoilers.
No spoilers. So we stopped right there, but he said he hated it.
Well, I saw it.
Okay.
And...
So let's talk about the movie.
So spoil if you are... If you haven't seen it, tough shit. What did you think?
I enjoyed it. There are some scenes that I felt like it could done without, but... The thing is, I enjoyed it. I feel like the director can only do so much. I feel like there's a lot of pressure from Disney for the franchise to go a certain way. And so certain narrative or plot decisions are made.
Like, do you have examples? It seems like you do. Like, what's a Disney influence thing?
Well, like, there's no video games. There's no extended
mice
universe
and birds
built up.
Were on Leia's shoulders as she was
no,
animated.
I'm making a joke.
Go on.
I enjoyed the film overall.
Well, I guess...
I don't regret seeing it.
I guess I also thought it was okay. It got the job done. No, it didn't. It was good overall.
Yeah, there's some like really fun, amazing fun scenes. Action sequences. I feel like it's in a magnet it is a magnet for like a lot of hatred, which I feel is unwarranted.
Yeah, I don't, for almost anything pop culturally, I don't understand the rage that a lot of people have.
This includes you, Dylon. What's his name? Dylon.
Did I tune your gain up?
Excuse me?
No, you've been popping all night, and I'm not talking sorry. Boners. One thing I didn't like the movie were the jokes, like where a character would just say, like they all seemed out of place.
Like, give an example?
Well, when Luke, when he was leaving Kylo Ren at the end of his performance of Force ghosting himself, he said like something like, catching the flip side, buddy boy. He said some parting line like, what? See you in hell, kid. He had like a parting line.
A parting thought?
He called him like kid, like, see you in the, something like, see you in the flip side, kid, I swear. Something like that.
I don't remember.
There was out of place jokes,
I don't remember that joke.
That detracted from the movie to me. Even though, you know, I'm a joke lover. do you recall these out of place jokes? And I
remember
lines?
There being some jokes, some hitting and some missing, for sure.
But I think in no previous Star Wars movie were there jokes like this.
Well, no, there's definitely some jokery happening. Okay, here's one thing that reminds me. Like, in the beginning...
By the way, you're still wearing a scarf.
Well, my neck needs protection. In the beginning, what's that guy? Dameron Poe? What's Poe Dameron? Poe's Dameron.
Edgar
Allan Poe. He's like, he does this little bit with the General Hux. General Aldous Huxley. He says, you know, he's like... I'm not getting you. Sorry, did you say anything? He's just like one of these like telephone jokes where he's like, sorry, can you speak up or whatever? Yeah. And I think people were like, got really upset because like, that doesn't make sense. Why would he be making that joke and whatever? But like, that's the same kind of bit that Han Solo did when he was in the first Star Wars, when he was in the jail and he's like, they're calling up and he's pretending to be a jail officer and saying, everything's fine down here. Everything's cool. How are you guys doing? Situation's A-OK. Like, it's the same type of joke.
No, it's not.
No?
I don't know. I don't care.
I know. Oh, episode 45. We hardly knew you.
Wait, you reminded me of another thing. Well, there was here's something I didn't like about the movie.
The Last Jedi.
No, the who's the black fellow? I can say that, right?
Finn.
Finn. Like the Finn and the Asian girl
whose name I forget, but yeah.
Hope or something.
She's the engineer.
Like their whole story and plot was silly to me.
Well, going to that rich planet? Luxury planet. Luxury race planet.
Yes. Everything about them, that whole plot to me was silly. Like that casino, it was a casino planet, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Like that was just, I guess that's kind of silly Star Wars. Like that's part of a silly Star Wars.
Well, every Star Wars has them going to another planet so you can see more of the Star Wars universe.
But then when their plan was to go into the something and then blow up the, not the shield, but the cloaking, whatever.
The track. Yeah. It was the device that was preventing them from jumping the warp.
Right. So that, and then they failed at every level, got caught, like everything went wrong.
Yeah.
And then they were about to die. And then in the last second, you know, there's like that, what is it called? The MacGuffin, where characters are saved in movies by just amazing coincidental timing or just some sort of, you know what I mean? Like they were about to die and they weren't going to be saved by their own actions. It was luckily someone else came in and saved the day. I think it's called the MacGuffin or something.
Are you talking about when Luke was there to like prevent them from getting shot down?
I don't remember. They were about to be killed.
Yeah. They went down to that planet.
No.
They couldn't. Which one are you talking about?
We should plan these in advance, eh?
No. Okay. Yeah, that's true. But which sequence are you talking about? No,
the stormtroopers about to kill. Like, so the...
You know, you mean metal... on the luxury planet?
Yeah, no.
And that guy...
No. Where they were about to... They tried to destroy the warp speed blocker or whatever.
The Star Destroyer.
Yeah, on that.
Okay, they're on and a Star Destroyer. And then
that, like, the metallic, the shiny Stormtrooper lady.
The, I forget her name, but yeah.
She was about to kill them.
Yes.
And then, like, something appeared behind them and saved them.
Wasn't it Chewbacca?
I don't know.
I don't, you just saw the movie. Who was it?
First of all, it was 3 days ago. Not just... I don't know. It was someone. I don't know. And wasn't it like a BB-8, whatever, and an AT-8, an AT-AT walker? I don't know. Was that? Or was that on the planet? Whatever. Anyways. Okay. In summary, we both like gave it thumbs up.
No, but I thought we were talking about a movie.
I don't know. I was just saying there was these MacGuffin moments that I didn't like. That's all.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's the right
phrase. I guess so, either. But I mean, like, I feel like that happens a lot in the Star Wars franchise or series.
Well, it happens a lot in movies. That's how it got a phrase, which I might be using wrong the entire time. Should we start over? We're at an hour and 6 minutes. I guess we should wrap this up.
Well, no, we don't have to. I'm kind of interested in talking about Star Wars. What did you think about Luke Skywalker? Or Mark Hamill, to be more accurate, perhaps?
I didn't really like... First of all, Star Wars. Okay, here's Yoda. I guess he was like, they didn't CGI him. It was all puppet or something.
Oh, right, right. Yoda's briefly in the film.
I thought he looked terrible. Like, I don't know what it was. The worst way to depict Yoda.
Okay.
Like,
so you didn't like the effects.
Doing it like 2D art, like South Park style, would have been better than, I don't know. It just looked weird. And then he was glowing or something. I guess he's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
And then he's like, he's a ghost, but he caused lightning. Like, how does that work?
Did he cause lightning?
Yes. Luke was going to go burn down his books. And then Yoda takes care of it with lightning. That he like snaps his fingers and lightning appears. So since when do ghosts cause real life?
That was the part that bothered you?
No. What bothered me was the whole... No. It didn't bother me. But what wasn't ideal in my mind is how Luke had to die. Like, well, I don't know. I'm not torn on this. I'm undecided on this. Like, he appeared as a ghost and delayed Kylo Ren and let everyone else escape.
He's like kind of a hero for that little scene.
But then that took so much energy that he had to die.
He passed away.
Like
he felt, but the thing is, like, he already was like dead to the world or to the universe, as it were, because he was living as a hermit. He didn't want to engage again. He felt too guilty about the actions that he was involved in.
A tough lesson to learn.
So he wanted to sacrifice himself anyway. He didn't want to like live any longer, as it were.
Neither do I after this episode.
It's true. This is soul draining. I don't know what it is.
Is it the St. Patrick's Day?
I think it's the Annunciation.
Which I haven't really paid any attention to. Paid any attention to. Paid any attention to.
And people will remember episode 45 as our beginning of the end.
It's only going to get better from here.
It can only get better from here.
I think that's what I tried to say. I hope my volume...
A new hope.
My volume is equal to or better... than yours. Although from your popping, I think you're the volume king again.
I don't know why. I don't know why. So much.
Is it the scarf?
It's a scarf.
Is it? I'm not even joking. Like somehow it create an audio angle
field.
Audio angle. Okay, so I have books from the last three episodes that I still haven't talked about. Now there's four on the list.
Okay,
but we're gonna save that for next episode.
We'll try to read some books, kids.
Reading. It's worth the read. This is our worst episode. Like, let's face it. In the past, we've joked about it.
I think it's because we had the levels, and then that made me... What is that clicking? Constant clicking over there. See? What the? And I keep, like, getting...
I was imagining clicking.
No, it's not... Is it imagined? And you, like, focusing on the sounds. I think this whole sound setup is a double-edged sword.
Well, as I said last episode, we're trying to work out the kinks.
Kinky.
I was disappointed with the comparison of audio from last episode, and I'm trying to improve it this episode.
People, let us know if you think there's that big a difference, because I didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah. For episode 44, Dylan, if you hear 46. Any difference. What? No, I mean...
Oh,
no, I'm saying listen to 44.
Listen to 44.
And it's clear.
Okay.
You'd have to be a fool not to agree.
Well...
Now, Han, I believe you have a parting thought for us.
I have a quote from Dr. Stephen Hawking. A quote,
like they end the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe with.
Yes. This is a quote. One can't prove that God doesn't exist, but science makes God unnecessary. The laws of physics can explain the universe without the need for a creator.
Nice. Who was that from?
Let me look it up. You talk while I look it up.
Oh, God. That's where you're going to go with this joke?
It was Stephen Hawking.
I know. Yeah, that was the joke.
Should I have said it in his robot voice?
No.
Okay.
That would be like making a rape joke about him.
Oh. Why'd you have to bring that up? We were almost forgotten about it.
Okay. Well, let's end this.
What? Is that the end? Do you have nothing else to say?
Nope.
No parting thought?
Nope. I did Count Dracula already.
Yes, you're my sponsor.
Yep, that's it.
Maybe it was the sponsor that threw things off.
Well, you went on about it for 29 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's my...
Good night, folks.
Good night.
See you never. Where's Paul? This is a recording.
A lovely recording.
Let's enunciate. Enunciate.